This is the SoCal Sports Dojo.
Hosted by Javi Iniguez.
Andrew Zetterberg.
The place where we tell you everything you need to know in SoCal sports this week.
Girl, the way you moving got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up. Ladies, this your jam.
Don't know the rest.
All right, so you've heard of Stereo Love, which is the song in the background right now.
Yeah.
But have you heard the song No Hands by Waka Flocka?
No Hands.
No, okay, well, we'll listen to it after. It's a pretty good song.
It sounds familiar, man. How's it go?
That's what we were singing.
Oh, okay.
We'll listen to it when we're
my
done.
Bad.
But,
I feel dumb.
We're in the dojo.
Yeah, kicking it in the dojo, kicking it with my boy Big Z, and kicking sports in the face.
In the face.
Hoo-yah.
Finish him.
All right, what are we leading off with today?
I believe we're leading off with the Clips.
Clippers.
La City.
The team that we underestimated.
We did, man.
I said Spurs in five. That's really disrespectful to the Clippers, I feel like, now.
I said Spurs in six.
Yeah. See, that's not that bad, but we gave them no love.
We gave them zero love.
And what I failed to realize during the series is that they had the two best players in that series. And that's why they won.
Mm-hmm.
CP3 and Blake, and they showed up big time in games 6 and 7.
Let's give it up. Let's give it up to CP3 really quick. Give it up to CP3. Man steps up after an injury in game 7.
Hamstring
injury in game 7. Hobbles to the line, knocks down some free throws, stays in the game, and knocks down the winning shot for the Los Angeles Clippers. Giving it up to my man CP3, the real MVP. No disrespect to Steph Curry. I'm not talking about the MVP of the league, but you know what I mean.
The Kevin Durant meme.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Chris Paul stepping up. Yep, that's what it is. And Blake Griffin stepping up Monday night.
Yeah. Blake Griffin with his, I think it was his third straight triple-double in a game.
26, 14, and 13.
That's incredible. That's really, see, I was never a big believer on Blake. I think his lack of a mid-range game really hampered his playoff success in the past few seasons. But he's finding other ways to get it done, and it being winning. I mean, he had 13 assists for a power forward, like a conventional power forward. That's crazy to me.
Super crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Like, this guy.
What?
It's like CP3, your point guard's out of the game, misses all of game 1. Oh, I'm Blake Griffin, number 32, power forward for the Los Angeles Clippers. Let me step up, you know, maybe distribute the ball to some of my teammates.
How about Matt Barnes and Austin Rivers as well?
Dude, Matt Barnes went off. What did he score? I think 20 points. He was efficient too, 8 of 11.
8 of 11, 50% from 3, 3 for 6.
It's not bad.
Rivers, 5 for 12, not great, but 17 points.
Jamal Crawford, 21 points coming off the bench.
That's just, they...
They did what they needed to do to win that game without CP3.
I feel like that's one of those games where you have a long series and then you just come into the next game and you're just rolling still. You're just rolling and you're just riding that, for lack of a better phrase, high. You're riding that high from game 7.
Yeah, man.
Riding it into the next game.
Ride that wave as long as you can.
And it's good that they didn't have 2 games off or 2 days off in between the last series and game 1, and then they only have a day off between Monday and then their game today against the Rockets, game 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic for them, I think. Even though CP3 might not play, he's doubtful.
Yeah, he's questionable. About 50-50% chance yesterday, but Doc Rivers says today that it's highly doubtful Chris will play in game 2. Just all depends on how he moves around during warm-up. So what do you think? You think he should play in game 2?
No. Even if he thinks he can go, even if he was 80%, 90%, no. I don't think you do. I think after winning game 1, you make sure that he's healthy for games 3 through 7, if need be, and then the rest of the playoffs. Because I think that they're going to beat the Rockets. I think they might win tonight without CP3. I don't like James Harden. I really don't like him, so I really hope that the Rockets lose.
Why don't you like him? You don't like his beard?
There's a difference between cockiness and confidence, and he's just cocky. I just really don't like the cockiness that he exudes.
So what do you say about the people who criticize the NBA and all of its voters and the MVP voters about, you know, the MVP trophy given to Steph Curry rather than James Harden? What do you say about that?
James Harden didn't deserve it.
Mm.
Steph Curry was by far the MVP. Well, to me, LeBron's the MVP. I think it's pretty obvious why. Well, not obvious
I think
why,
you
but
give it to Steph Curry.
Well,
man.
Yeah, but if this, I don't know. I mean, there's always
he was the best player on the best team in the NBA this year.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, Cleveland was they didn't make the playoffs last year in the East, and then LeBron comes, and then they're number two in the East.
Mm-hmm.
So like, it shows you how much he's worth.
Gotcha.
Like. I mean, and it's like the same thing his first season in Miami. He left Cleveland. They went from the best team in the NBA, record-wise, to the worst team in the NBA. They like had like a 50-win difference. But he doesn't care. It's not a big deal in the end. All right, we're over our time for the Clippers. We got to move on. But real quick, who's going to win the series?
I say the Clippers win it in six.
Okay. I say I'll go six. At home.
It's crazy how much the Clippers have won on the road this postseason. Yeah. Pay attention to that.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a CP3. CP3. All right, let's go to the Doyers.
With this shot, boy.
Doyers.
Dodgers.
Gonzalez had a huge home run yesterday.
Dude, that was a mammo jack.
Monster. I had actually just tweeted from our account at SoCal Sports Dojo that the Dodgers were up 5-1.
Hit us with that follow.
They were up 5-1, and then next thing I refreshed my timeline right after I tweeted it, and he had hit the home run. It was like, what, 447 measured? 447 feet?
447, that was projected distance. I think it would have gone farther.
Is he the MVP right now?
In the National League, I think so.
Why do they do that? Why don't they just have one MVP total?
I don't know. There's two different leagues, and every league, I guess if you look at the leagues, they're different. You know, they have a DH. And.
Yeah, but still.
I don't know.
I think it should just be one. Kind of like, I don't know.
NBA.
Yeah, I mean, but NFL. Whatever. But yeah, I'd put him as the MVP right now.
Yeah, he's hitting 361, 9 jacks, which is tied for the lead in the National League for most home runs. 22 Jeez. Ribbies, and his OPS is 1.179.
So that's ridiculous. On base plus slugging percentage?
Yep.
What is slugging percentage exactly?
Slugging percentage, it basically like calculates
bases per at bat?
Yeah. Per at bat, but okay. Per base hit. Like if for every base hit, they give you a certain amount of points. If you're say you had one hit on the season and it was a home run, then you get 4,000.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, like that's right.
Yeah.
So every time he goes to the plate, so 7 out of 10 times he goes to the plate, he's going to get a single, or at least one base.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty
I'd take
good.
That. I'd take that. Alex Guerrero, is that his name?
Yeah, Guerrero.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
Joke.
Is he the guy that came over this year?
No, he came over, I believe, last year.
Oh, okay. Who's the guy I'm thinking of?
You're talking about Hector Oliveira.
Sure.
That's the guy you're talking about. But you know what? Guerrero having a pretty good season for the Dodgers. The Dodger bench having a pretty good season.
The Dodgers' third baseman.
Justin Turner.
All the third basemen are having a good season.
I know. Uribe, I think, is in a 11 or 12 game hitting streak. Justin Turner goes yard for, I think, his third consecutive start. Like you said, Guerrero, among the tops in the league in home runs and RBIs.
How about Granke as well?
5-0, 1.56 ERA.
Is he the Cy Young?
34 Ks.
Is he the Cy Young winner right now?
I think he's up there right now with Matt Harvey in the National League.
Yeah.
They both have five wins. Their ERA is similar. Ks are similar, but, you know, they're up there right now.
If they have similar stats by season end, it's going to go to Harvey.
Yeah, because of the team media. That he's playing on.
Media.
That too.
I mean, how much market. It's so much easier for the MLB to kind of sell like Matt Harvey, the Dark Knight, or the White Knight, whatever his nickname is.
They're going with the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight in New York on a Mets team that hasn't been good since 2001.
Bartolo, though. 5 wins, 2 for Bartolo.
Yeah, he's already won a Cy Young. They're not going to give it to him. But
great story though, Matt Harvey coming back from Tommy John surgery. So
and we've gotten very used to Kershaw being kind of a boss, and like expecting his ERA to be under 2 for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Would you label this a bad start for him so far?
Not so quite. Is that what you're supposed to say? I don't know. I'm getting messed
it's
up
not,
here with
just
my
say,
cliche.
Just say no. It's not a bad start.
No, it's not a bad start. Thank you, Andrew.
He's 1-2 with a 3.72 ERA.
51 Ks, leading the majors, though.
Yeah, well.
Those 51 Ks are leading the Major League Baseball. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad start. You look at his start last year. Didn't really play in April.
He had that back problem.
Yeah, he had the back problem. Even in the game that he did pitch in, wasn't his sharpest, you know, start of the season. So, wouldn't say it's a bad start yet. I'd say give him a couple of more chances, and you know, we'll see where he's at towards the end of the season.
By his standards, it's just not, you know, typical. Typical Kershaw. But yeah, Dodgers seem to be playing well. They're not in any struggle. They're not seven games behind the leader.
Angels. Someone sounds bitter over there.
You know, I haven't really started to care about the Angels yet, which sounds terrible.
Because you're all about the Ducks.
I'm all about the Ducks right now. It's just, I'm riding that high.
You're on the other side of the freeway.
It's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on the left side going south on the 57 right now. But
Angels
had a good little highlight, maybe the first feel-good moment of the year for them.
Carlos
Perez. I hadn't heard of him. I had to actually look up his name.
Oh, man.
I saw C. Perez.
You totally just stole one of my rapid-fire questions right now.
Did I know Carlos Perez before?
Yeah.
No, I did not. No one did. I checked my Twitter last night when I was going to bed after the Ducks lost. We'll get to that in a little bit. And it was like, Perez hits walk-off home run. I'm like, who the heck is this guy? Who is he?
Yeah, but Carlos.
Yeah, good for him.
Carlos Perez, man. You know, that's a memorable Major League debut right there. I think there's only been four players in Major League history to have a walk-off home run on their Major League debut.
That's awesome.
And two of them have been Angels.
I'm trying to think of the other one.
I don't know who it is.
It was probably way back.
I remember reading it. I can't remember right now because the name wasn't that memorable.
No. Well, maybe that could be your other rapid fire if you have enough time to look it up.
I'll look that up. I'll look it up during the rapid fire.
I'll go on a Ducks rant in about 3 minutes, so you can look it up then. But
yeah, you're duckies, man.
All right, let me ask you this as well. Can Trout win the MVP if the Angels don't make the playoffs?
I think it's hard. You know, I think it's very hard, especially in Major League Baseball, to give a guy an MVP. For a team that doesn't make the playoffs, it hasn't happened very often. I think the last time it happened was way back when, and it was for the Cubbies. I think it was Andre Dawson. I think that was the last time a Major League Baseball player won the MVP when their team didn't make the playoffs. And if we look at the statistics right now, and if we look at, I guess, projections, and if players continue to do as well as they're doing right now, Nelson Cruz has to be the MVP.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say Trout is MVP right now, but. Mm-hmm. He always picks it up in the summer months, so.
Nelson Cruz, man, guy's raking.
But yeah, I'm with you. I think I look back to I think it was 2011 or 10 with maybe even 9 or 8, I don't know, with Matt Kemp and Ryan Braun.
It's 2011.
It was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kemp was way better, but didn't make the playoffs. I think they were third in their division, and Braun made the playoffs, so they just gave it to him. So yeah, I'm with you. But should I be concerned about Jared Weaver as well?
It's strange with Jared. You know, it seems like his velocity goes down every year, but, you know, that's never really been an issue with him. But now that you see, he's throwing, like, what, 84?
Yeah. That's, like, it's not an issue if you go from, like, 95 to 89, but if you go from 89 to 84, that's, like, change-ups.
Yeah, so I'd be a little concerned.
I'm concerned as heck.
I wouldn't say too much yet because, you know, just a lot like Clayton, you know, I wouldn't want to.
All right. What if I told you he was 0-4 with a 6.29 ERA?
You don't have to tell me that because he's on my fantasy team.
Oh,
that hurts, man.
Ouch. Sorry.
Deep down in El Corazon.
Ow.
Yeah.
Ouch. Yeah, that's tough for the Weave. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not really in Angels mode yet, so I'm not stressing on it too much. You know, there's still a lot of games to play. You know, they have Carlos Perez now. He's rising star in the MLB.
Just after one game, rising star to the top, all-star.
Yeah.
American League catcher, why not?
Our catchers have been really bad.
Yeah, I know.
So
it's horrible.
If he can hit 250 with 10 home runs, please.
If he could hit 200, that's more than your catchers combined.
If he can hit 150. I'm pretty sure Iannetta is still under 100.
Does Iannetta have a home run this season?
Oh, I think he might. Let me check real quick. I know I have the stats up right here. It's on pitching right now.
That'd be an interesting fact to look at. You know, does Carlos Perez already have more home runs than Iannetta this season?
Chris Iannetta has no home runs. His only extra base hit is a double.
Oof.
Yeah. Guess what his slugging percentage is?
200?
No. Lower.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
150.
No, lower.
110?
109.
Oh, that's pretty close.
And he's hitting 94. Oh, God. Terrible.
Yep. So right. Carlos Perez might be a savior for you guys.
Oh, please. Just please be a savior.
He could hit 150 and it's better than...
Please, please. All right. Let's talk about the Ducks.
Ducks.
Oh, man. They lost last night.
The Duckies. There goes my prediction. Yeah. I said Ducks in four.
I think I originally said Ducks in five, but after the first two, I started to say Ducks in four. And, you know, even looking at it last night, Calgary can't compete with them. Calgary's, I'd say, two of their goals were like, well, not two. Okay, actually, I'm going to say this. Two of their goals were sheer luck, complete luck. Without luck, they don't go in. One of them was a Ducks power play, and our guy at the point, Hampus Lindholm, had the puck, and he slipped, and then there was a breakaway. That's just complete luck. There's, you know, nothing you can do about that. Then they had the lucky call on the 4-on-4 call when the Flames player ran into the goalie, and then Simone Dupre got a roughing call, which was complete baloney. Then there's a delay of game where a Ducks defender swats the puck out of midair into the... We're getting a call.
Phone call.
We're getting a call in the dojo.
Let me get that. Hold on.
Yeah, pick that up. I'm going to keep going, though.
Yeah, keep going.
But the Ducks... Yeah, just an unlucky
Hello?
Night. Sammy Vatanen.
Hello?
Who is it?
I don't know. It was a prank call. I think they hung up on us.
Oh, little pranksters.
Prankers. Little All right, going back to the Duckies.
Yeah. I don't know. Just, it's... You can't go through the whole postseason without losing. So, I mean, the Ducks were bound to lose once. Might as well happen on the road in Calgary.
The Calgary Flames?
But, watching this series, I was at game two. The Ducks were only up by one most of that game. And at no point in game two was I ever worried that the Flames were going to score. It's if the Ducks really, really want to just dominate the game, they can do that. Which is, it's kind of scary because they have to like flip that switch, which I never, you know, like to see or, you know, say, but if they really want to dominate, they can. And even in the overtime last night, the Ducks had two clear chances to win it before the Flames won. And the Flames needed another really, really, really soft penalty call to score their overtime winning goal. But the Flames can't stop the top line of Getzlaff, Perry, and Maroon. Getzlaff and Perry have 26 points through seven games in the playoffs so far. It's freaking nuts. It's incredible. Incredible. But the success for the Ducks this postseason has been Ryan Kesler. He's the reason. He's been the difference maker from the last two postseasons to this postseason.
That's your dude.
It's
Ryan Kesler.
You just can't. You can't hate the guy. You can hate him if you like someone else because he does everything that you would want a hockey player to do. So he's one of those players. But what happens is he allows, first off, Getzlaff to not take as many defensive zone faceoffs. Getzlaff was by far the best faceoff man last year for the Ducks. GM Bob Murray did a great job of getting Kesler, who is nuts with faceoffs, and picking up Nate Thompson, who's also really good at faceoffs. So they can take that burden off of Getzlaff. And also, if you want to put your best defensive center and defensive pairings against the Getzlaff line, okay, do that. Then you have to deal with the Kesler line, which is also really, really good on offense. Him, Bolesky, and Silfverberg have been magnificent. Bolesky has 3 goals in 3 games in this series. So I'm just going to say it, Ducks in five. I'll be there. I'll be there Sunday night when they win the series.
He will be there. Sorry if I was a little bit absentee during that last Andrew Zetterberg rant. I was looking up for it, couldn't find it, but I do have another rapid fire question for you.
Good. What are we at? 19? Okay.
Yep.
We're almost. You think Ducks in five?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Ducks in six.
Okay. Do they win game four on Friday?
I believe they can win game four on Friday.
They're gonna lose when I'm there?
Yeah.
At home?
That's what I'm saying.
There's no way that's gonna happen.
See this grin on my face?
Yeah.
I wanna see the Ducks lose when you're there.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
I wanna just see that.
There's no way they'll lose game five. Regardless.
No way.
Yeah. If they're more likely to lose game five if they go up 3-1, but if it's 2-2, they're not gonna lose game five. There's no way. There's absolutely no way they will lose game five.
I don't know, man. Overtime win, maybe shifts the momentum. You never know what can happen.
No. They have 2 days off, so the momentum's going to be splattered.
Ducks in six.
All right, it's time for rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
Rapid fire questions.
Shoot 'em.
Shoot 'em, shoot 'em. What was the song I was singing?
Hit me with your best shot.
Fire away. Yeah, that's gonna be our theme song.
All right,
have to look that up and add that to the show.
You have to pick a number this time, Kate. Okay, number one or no? I'm gonna do number four or five.
Four or five. I'm gonna go with number four.
You. All right.
It's number five.
I'm gonna ask first.
Go ahead.
No, actually, you ask first. I wanna be the closer. I want to answer.
Finish him.
Yeah. Wait. No, I'm gonna ask first, and then you. Yeah, so that means you ask second.
Yeah, so
I want to go first.
Round one.
Who wins the Cavs Bulls series?
Cavs.
And how many?
I'd say it could be in six or seven.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good series, but you know, at the end of the series, the Cavs will be heading to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah, I think they struggled last game with J.R. Smith being out. He's out again tonight, but they'll be able to adjust better, get a better feel for that series and that game from the last game to this game without J.R. Smith. But once he's back, he'll be able to spread the floor more and knock down some more threes. So I'm going to say Cavs in six as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me.
All right. Would you cry if the Duckies got eliminated from the playoffs? Are you that kind of fan?
No, I wouldn't cry.
Would you be in tears?
Uh-uh.
Shambles?
No.
Nothing?
I get really frustrated when my teams get on the brink of elimination. So like 3-2 or 3-1, I get really angry. But once the series is over, I just kind of relax and look back at the season and say, hey, it was a hell of a run. I mean, in the end, one team's going to win it all. You can't win it every year. And I'm usually more upbeat and just, proud of the guys. Usually I don't really get upset. Although last year was different because it was Timu's last game when they lost to the Kings in game seven and I was there.
Yeah.
That was pretty emotional, I'll say that.
Round two.
If you were a famous athlete, would you date a celebrity or someone more low-key?
That's a good question.
Yeah,
I think I'd date a celebrity.
You think so?
I think I'd try it out.
Get all up on that tabloid.
Yeah, dude. I think I'd date a celebrity, try it out. You know, I'd be a Derek Jeter. Derek Jeter is my idol.
He's not even married.
I know, but look, Derek Jeter. Did you ever hear anything like or any of his relationships, all of his high status relationships? You never heard of like bad things happening. It never seemed to end wrong.
Never heard about him, but obviously they never went well because he's not married.
Well, maybe it just didn't work out, you know? But it's like, not like you hear anybody's business out there. You know, he was low-key, kept it to himself. I think I'd be Derek Jeter.
All right. Fair enough.
All right, my turn.
Yes.
Curry or LeBron, since I know you don't like Harden.
If you were to
create a team, you're taking LeBron as he is right now, you know, already, what, is he 30 years old?
Yeah, then it's Curry.
You take Curry?
Yeah, just because he's, what, like 26, 27? So I get an extra 4 years. Plus, he could probably play till he's 40 if he wants to. Just a spot-up shooter. Just stand there and shoot.
Always looking for that three, Steph Curry.
Round three.
Have you ever placed an official bet on a sporting event?
And if by official bet, do you mean?
Like Vegas bet or like an online bet where like you like go through a company. Not like, hey, man, I'll bet you $5 the Ducks win tomorrow.
So does FanDuel count?
Yeah.
Like FanDuel Fantasy Baseball?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just started that a week ago.
Nice.
It's pretty fun. Addicting.
All right, you're going to have to show me how to do that.
Could only do like $2 or $3 bets, and it's pretty cool.
I'm down, dude. I'm going to try that.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hit me.
Would you watch a Mayweather-Pacquiao rematch?
Would I watch it? No. I wouldn't pay to watch it. I'd maybe go somewhere, but I wouldn't pay my own money. That was so boring, man.
It was horrible, especially going, I've told you this before, especially going from watching the Clippers game 7 to watching May pack. That was just so disappointing. Yeah,
it was really a buzz. The first six rounds were okay because some people had scored it a split, you know, 3-3. But then after that, no, it was just, it wasn't.
Were you angry with the news about Mayweather's, Pacquiao's shoulder surgery?
I wasn't angry. I was just like, well, that sucks.
Did you hear that there's people trying to, I guess sue and have a lawsuit?
Pacquiao's in trouble.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I heard about that. It's terrible for boxing. I mean,
I think
boxing
that's ridiculous.
Is,
how can you sue a guy for fighting with an injury?
Boxing is now on a huge downward slope. It's done. That sport is never going to be the money-making machine it was after that fight.
Round 4.
Favorite sports moment you have witnessed? On TV or in person? Just you've seen it.
In person, I would say it was September 2009 or 2008. I'm not sure when it was. I think it was 2008, September 2008. Dodgers, Padres.
Steve Finley?
No.
Oh.
Dodgers, Padres. Dodgers hit 4 consecutive home runs.
That's cool.
It was, I believe, Marlon Anderson, Jeff Kent, Russell Martin, and J.D. Drew.
That's pretty cool.
Then the Padres ended up taking the lead in the top of the 10th. The Dodgers hit that in the bottom of the 9th to tie the game. Padres ended up taking the lead in the top of the 10th by one run. Nomar Garcia-Capara comes up in the 10th inning, hits a 2-run jack to end the game.
That's pretty sweet.
It was one of the best experiences I've ever had at a professional sporting event. Professional sport event.
All right, hit me.
I guess this is the question I was going to ask you. Did you have any idea who Carlos Perez was before he played last night?
No.
All right, I'm going to ask you this. I mentioned there was 4 players to ever have a home run on the night of their major league debut.
Home run or just
a walk-off
home
run. Okay. Excuse me, a walk-off home run during the major league debut. One of them was an Angels player. I couldn't find the name. Really frustrating. But I did find who was the last person to do it. I'll give you a hint. He played for the Marlins. Who was it?
Miguel Cabrera.
Yep. 2003. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Give me props for that one.
Thank you. Last question.
Final round.
Have you ever been involved in a benches clearing brawl in baseball?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey. Dude, it happened this season.
Really?
This year.
No way.
Yeah, it was at Chapman. A couple of weeks ago, I was pitching. It was a Friday. And it must have been in the 3rd or 4th inning.
Did you bean some guy?
No, it wasn't even my fault. It wasn't my fault. It was actually our shortstop was coming around third base. There was a plate-to-plate collision with the catcher.
Ooh.
Catcher got mad, got up, pushed him. Next thing you know, just... It wasn't a brawl,
okay.
But the benches cleared. There was a couple of punches thrown. I think there was one or two.
Any suspensions?
There was.
Ooh.
Our shortstop and the catcher.
Wow.
It was pretty cool. Never experienced anything like that before. It happened so fast. I was at the end of the dugout thinking about my last inning that I pitched, you know, and then all of a sudden I was like, where'd everybody go? And I'm like, whoa. The benches are cleared.
That's awesome.
It was pretty cool.
All right. Here we go. Last one.
Last one. This one's probably going to maybe not hurt you so much right now because you're in ducky mode, but who has the best record in the AL right now?
The Astros?
Yeah, man. The Houston Astros.
It's not going to last.
You don't think it lasts?
No.
I think they'll be all right. They got a pretty good team.
Maybe above 500.
If they make some moves at the deadline, you know, maybe to help them out with some starting pitching, maybe if Mark Appel isn't ready, you know, they could be someone to a force to reckon with.
Yeah, they could probably trade some of their – they probably have a bunch of assets down in the minors. So they could probably make a move if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too worried about it.
We're at 29 minutes.
I know. Whoa. Yeah. Rapid fire took a long time today. Well, I think I went over on the Ducks too, but
– it's all right.
It's all right. All right, man. I gotta show you. I gotta show you stereo hands. Shot. I gotta show you stereo hands now.
Isn't it no hands?
No, stereo hands is the. Okay. I'll show you no hands, then stereo hands.
I'm just messing everything up.
Yeah. All right. Bye, people.
SoCal Sports, don't joke.
Big Z, y'all.
Yeah, kicking sports in the face. Javi, we out.